Well, I think the problem, the way my sort of childhood has influenced my upbringing is massively, I should think, like most children. So that I had quite an unorthodox upbringing. I was born in London, and at the age of sort of 5 and 6, my parents separated, and my mother took myself and my two brothers and sister to go and live on a small island off the coast of Ibiza in Spain, where we lived for 3 years, and there was no school, and so we just sort of basically we were sand babies for 3 years. You know, we just my mother taught us to read and write, and she's why I still can't do maths, because she can't do maths. So yeah, I mean, so it was a very lovely existence. We just met so many people. It was sort of like a giant hippie commune, really. You know, All the people from all over the world, I suppose, in small sections. There were a lot of Germans and Dutch, French, Spanish, English, all living on a small island. So it was a very, very good upbringing for a child. We just spent the days, playing in the sea, on the beach, sort of, having fun, exploring. And when I came back to Britain, it was a bit of a shock, really. I mean, I can remember sitting in a shoe shop and not knowing what a sock was. And they actually had to say, well, it goes in your foot. This is a shoe. And it was, and I hadn't worn shoes for 3 years, let alone sort of clothes, really, I suppose. So when we moved back to Britain, or to Wiltshire, when I was 9, it was a bit of a shock to go back to school and have that sort of structure again. But we survived. I managed to get through. I think relatively sane adult. So I think it's quite good. I think people get very stressed, especially with education, sort of with young children, because you can learn a lot by not going to school, I think, as well.